Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart Radio. This afternoon's show will discuss biblical mind-body medicine. This afternoon's show will discuss the importance of understanding the effects of sins of the tongue, and how very destructive and harrowing sins of the tongue are. And so I'm going to be reading, first of all, from Matthew chapter 12, beginning at verse 35. I'm going to read verses 35 through 37. Matthew chapter 12, verses 35 through 37. These are the words of Jesus. In fact, I'm going to read verse 34 as well. O generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. These are the words of Jesus. And please understand that when Jesus speaks, he is speaking with objectivity, with candor, with compassion, with love. But there's also a clinical importance to what he is saying. Understand that when Jesus speaks, he is the great physician. And so there is a medical aspect to what he is saying here as well. Verse 34b, for out of the abundance, or the superabundance of the cardias, the mouth speaketh. And he says this in this manner because he wants us to take note of what is being said. Out of the abundance of the heart, understand what Jesus is saying. Out of the abundance, the Greek has superabundance. So out of the superabundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Verse 35, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart, the Greek word is thesaurus, for treasure, bringeth forth good things, and the evil man out of the evil thesaurus bringeth forth evil things. And so verse 36, But I say unto you that every idle word that men speak, that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. Verse 37, for by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Just listen to the words of Jesus. Think about the words of Jesus. Think about what he is saying to us. And from verses 33 to 37, Jesus is speaking about judgment by words. Judgment by words. Words are very, very important. Words create their own worlds or situations. It is through words that people create a sphere of action that creates destiny, in other words. And so it is imperative that we understand this. Yes, we live in a postmodern world in which, and also in the postmodern church, persons have been conditioned to believe that they may say anything that comes to mind. We say in the West, that comes to mind. But notice that Jesus says, what is in the superabundance of the heart. So there was no reference made to the mind. He said the cardias, the heart of the individual. So people have been conditioned to believe that they may say anything that comes to mind. Now, this is a harrowing position to hold, because slander is a very heinous sin in the Bible. It is also a very heinous sin in our time as well. In fact, there are various legal consequences for slander. Now, in the Old Testament, the word slander means to stand against the life of an individual. And so we read that in the Old Testament that the spies that went into the Promised Land and brought back a false report, we read in the Hebrew that they brought back a report that slandered God. Or in other words, one that stood against the life of God. And so it is for this reason that God judged those persons who created this situation among his people, and those who followed them, those who believe falsehood over truth. So, and our topic is this: life and death are in the power of the tongue. Now, there have been many studies that have shown the relationship between verbal abuse and the physiological reactions that take place within the hearts of persons or within their bodies due to verbal abuse, or when persons have been sinned against verbally, and what this does to their lives. And we know that children who grow up in abusive homes in which there is a lot of profanity and cursing and very hurtful things are said, we know that this has a lifetime impact upon these children. We know this. Longitudinal studies have long documented this reality. And so the Bible teaches the truth, and we need to give attention to what God is saying. God says life and death are in the power of the tongue. We must believe this truth. And so as we go on in the book of Matthew, now we're in chapter 15, notice what Jesus says in Matthew 15, beginning at verse 18. But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the, and they defile or pollute the man. Now the word for man here in the Greek in verse 18 is anthropon, so it refers to both male and female. Okay, so anthropon is gender inclusive. So in verse 19 we read, Jesus says, For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts or malicious or malice. Malice is congealed anger, which means that you have it in for someone. Malice. Murders. And just think about this and how many physical murders begin with evil talk, evil speaking. Adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness. Listen to that, false witness. And another very important word for us to understand is blasphemies. Blasphemies means to rail against or speak against the character of someone. It is character assassination. It is to murder someone's character. This is the meaning of the word blasphemy. It is the murder of the character of an individual. It is an attack upon the essence. It is an ontological sin of the person in his essence is attacked. This is very serious. And God holds individuals accountable who speak in this harrowing manner. Life and death, indeed, are in the power of the tongue. Lives are ruined. Lives are destroyed. Lives are cut short. Lives are truncated. People are robbed of their essence, of their personhood through harrowing, terrible, offensive, and sinful words. Now, I'm going to turn to the Old Testament, to the book of Proverbs. And in Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 21, we read these words. Proverbs 18, 21. The tongue has the power of life and death. And notice the second part of this verse. And those who love it will eat its fruit. The tongue has the power of life and death. And those who love it will eat the fruit thereof. And so the word tongue here is from the Hebrew lashon, and it means slander. Again, we come across this term slander, to stand against the life of an individual. The Bible is very serious about this teaching. It is important that we understand what God is saying here and why. When we really listen to God's word and we think about God's word, then we begin to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we see how lives have been destroyed and can be destroyed through words. And there are individuals who know this and understand this, and they use words to gaslight. They lie to people, or they blaspheme or stand against the character, slander, or there's libel. It goes on and on. Sins of the tongue. In the book of Daniel, we read this phrase about the Babylonians, that they had come together to chew to bits the Jews. That is to speak against a person in a horrible manner, and therefore to destroy them with the tongue. And so, but the wording is to chew to bits. And notice the use of teeth and how teeth are used to tear, to lacerate, and to crush. And so, a very, very powerful imagery for us to think about, for us to ruminate upon, so that we will understand our own cosmology of words and what type of cosmology we are creating for ourselves and those within our periphery by what we say and how we say what we say. Are we cruel? Are we accusatory? Do we lie? Do we slander? Do we gaslight? Or do we speak the truth in love as Jesus spoke? Do we look at people as those who have indeed been purchased with the precious blood of Christ Jesus? Saints, our lives would change in a remarkable way if we began to look at persons through the lens of Scripture and put away what we've been taught in the world, because the world is based on satanic humanism, and the world lies to us daily. Good afternoon. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. God bless you.